This is Bill.
Hello. Hi, my name is Quan. I'm returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, I've actually called. This is my third time calling about it because every time I'm told it's going to be resolved, it doesn't get resolved. Let me just get my Bluetooth real quickly and see if I can address this with you better. Okay. What information do you need from me? Do you need me to just simply tell you my name or a phone number?
Yeah,
or
close the first
what do you need first? William Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z.
And can you verify the shipping address?
4066 David Loop, El Dorado Hills, California, 95762.
One moment.
Sure.
Okay, so I see that you ordered the technical bag. It was explained that you'll pay shipping for the product. Doing so, you'll be enrolled into the discount membership. And that account was counted.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about. That subscription was not anything that I had any interest in ever. So I had called and they told me that they were going to cancel it, and they told me that like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then they told me again last week, and so now I'm calling a third time to finally get this thing reversed.
Okay, sir. So when you agreed to those terms and conditions when you ordered, that's when you agreed to be enrolled into that membership?
I didn't agree. It was hidden, very well hidden, in the terms and conditions. There was no reference to it whatsoever when I placed the order. It just simply told me it was going to be free of charge. All I had to do was pay for shipping.
Okay, so I
have
do
no
apologize if you
it.
Missed those terms and conditions, but it does explain, but I can provide a 35% refund back on that charge.
I want the whole thing refunded. That is completely fraudulent, what your company is doing.
It was explained in those terms and conditions. Again, I do apologize if you missed them or didn't read them, but it does explain we always have terms and conditions.
Look, I've already been on the internet. I've read all about your company.
Okay, that's fine.
So you should have
read the terms and conditions.
I'm familiar
with it.
Well, I read
about
it,
sir.
After I placed that order for that small item and agreed to pay for the shipping. That's after that fact, that is when I saw all of the horrible reviews. So I want this refunded in full.
No, sir. The max that I can do is 50%.
Do we really need to take this further? Do I really need to escalate this?
It will be investigated further. I see that those terms and conditions were agreed to.
I did not agree to them.
Sir, you have to agree to terms and conditions anytime you place an order online that's with anything you order.
Would you please just refund me this amount so we can end this relationship?
The 50%, yes, I can.
I want the whole thing refunded.
Again, the 50% is the max that I can do, sir, due to those terms and conditions being agreed to.
That is such a scam. That is really disturbing the way you guys do business.
It's not, sir. It's just you failed to read your terms and conditions, which is plain.
No, nobody operates that way. I have never had any order that I've ever placed where somebody hides in the terms and conditions.
It's not hidden,
sir.
The terms and conditions are on the site.
Okay. Look, I'm totally done with your company.
That's fine.
Okay?
Yeah, you were
totally
done
understand.
On the night when you counseled.
Would you... Okay, I'm going to ask you one last time. Will
and
you
I'm
please
tell
refund
you, sir,
this in
one
full?
Last time, the max that I can refund is 50%.
All right, just refund the 50%.
Okay, that refund would take 3 to 5 business days, and that account was already canceled.
Okay, I'll be monitoring it.
Thank you for calling customer support.